You're listening to the Lost in Japanglish podcast, episode number 52.
Lost Japan podcast, episode 52番をお送りします。
Hello and welcome to the Lost in Japanglish podcast. I'm Chieko.
And I'm Yasuko.
And we're two gals exploring the funny gap we find ourselves in between Japan and the USA. The bicultural and bilingual experience has morphed into a mashup of the two worlds we affectionately call Japanglish.
こんにちは。ロスジャパことロストインジャパングリッシュのポッドキャストへようこそ。ナビゲーターのやっこと
ちーちゃんです。
ロスジャパは日米文化の狭間に生きる私たちがまぜこぜバイリンガル形式でお送りするポッドキャストです。ジャパングリッシュと呼ぶ独自の世界観で日頃体験する文化や言葉の奇妙な違いについて語り合います。
So today is a very special podcast because, believe it or not, it is our 52nd podcast, which means we have completed a whole year of podcasting.
Yay! おめでとうございます。そうです。ロスジャパポッドキャスト1周年記念でございます。イエーイ。すごいよね。1年間やってきましたよ。
Yeah, every single week. This has been amazing.
本当にちゃんと毎週できたっていうのがすごいなと思うし、
<Yeah. S 2>
しかも、なんて言うんだろう、いろんなことを自分が学んだなっていう感じはするね。
I think so. I feel like there's been learnings not only on the technical front of the podcasting, but also on just creating content and what do we talk about, and then also just learning a whole lot about our experiences as bilingual, bicultural people, and really looking into that with a microscope.
本当そうだよね。でももうちーちゃんが本当言った通りだよ。まあまずさ、ヤコたち、まあちーちゃんもうちょっと経験あるけど、まずパソコンに関してすごいIT に対して鈍感な方だし、よくここはねちゃんと、まあスカイプはね使ってたかもしれないけど、でもポッドキャストってどうやるんだろうっていうところからさ、いろいろやって、で本当にね、ちーちゃんとこんなにこう毎週毎週いっぱい話すっていうことを今まで できなかったじゃない。だからちーちゃんのこともそんなこともあんなこともみたいなのをいっぱい知ることができたし、でかつ今までも漠然とね、日本の違いアメリカの違いって自分が体験するもんだから考えてきたけど、ここまでじっくり考えるってことはしなかったから、たくさん学んだ気がしますよ。
Yeah, I agree. Well, in honor of a full year of completing our podcast, today's podcast we're going to be talking about birthdays and how birthdays are handled in the US versus Japan.
そうです。今日はお誕生日の話題です。
Yay!
Yay!
So I have actually a lot of questions about birthdays because I feel like there is actually a lot of differences in terms of the importance of birthdays.
はいはいはい。例えば、どんなこと？
I feel like in the US, compared to Japan, we make a lot bigger deal of birthdays than in Japan. Because I was asking my mom once, like, oh, when is Oba-chan's birthday? And she wasn't really sure. And she's like, oh, そんなのしないからねとか言ってて、はっきりわかんないとか言ってて、なんか9月だと思う。
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god. 本当。でも確かにね、上の何十代だろうね。やっぱでも確かにお年寄りに関しては、昔って多分日本ってそんなに誕生日を祝うってことをしなかったんだと思うんだよね。で、今みたいに今の日本の人たちが祝ってる感じで完全にアメリカの真似だと思うから。まあ他の国の真似もしてるところはあると思うんだけど、I don't think it was a Japanese original thing to celebrate birthdays. And so some people don't know their mother's or father's birthday. Like, for instance, Jan keeps forgetting his parents' birthdays, and so I have to remind him every year. お誕生日来るよっつって、なんか、カード、せめてカードぐらいは書こうかって言って。And he doesn't, you know, do any of that stuff. And so I prepare the cards, and first I write a little bit, and then I leave a space for him to write, and he finally writes, みたいな感じでさ、あんまりこう自分からはやらない感じではあると思うんだよね。だから、確かに上の世代は知らない人いっぱいいるかもしれないね。How about But that doesn't happen in the US, does it?
No, birthdays are a much bigger deal, I think. Mm-hmm. Even with grandparents and the older generation, we still have birthday parties for them, mm-hmm. you know, do gifts and cards and the whole shebang. And so, especially if it's a big birthday, like uh-huh. a milestone birthday, so the mm-hmm. 50th birthday, the 60th, the 70th, the 80th, the 75th birthday. Like those are, you know, they'll throw big parties for like a 90th birthday, things like that. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever been to a 100-year-old birthday, but I do know a few 90-year-old birthdays that my friends have gone to for their grandparents.
Ah, すごいね。でも90はやっぱりすごいよね。日本でもやっぱりすごいなと思うけど、面白いね。やっぱくっきりなんだ。50、60、70、80、90みたいな感じで10ずつなんだね。これ日本だとやっぱり大きいのは60は同じなんだ。還暦があるから。やっぱり、はいはい、大きいバースデーで赤いちゃんちゃんこ着て。
赤いちゃんちゃんこ着るの？
いや、
Why is that?
I'm not sure, but I'm guessing that it's 赤いちゃんちゃんこじゃないといけないんだと思うんだよね。赤 keeps the, なんつだろう、the demons away みたいな感じの色なんで、okay. いろんな病気が出てくるから、そういう evil なものを跳ねのけるように赤を着て、はい、健康で年を取っていって、でくださいねっていうような感じなんだと思うんだよね。
Okay. But also, I feel like in Japan, there's a lot more sort of numerology, shall we say, in the age where there's like the yakudoshi とか。
あ、そうそうそう。
If I remember correctly, it was like 33 for, there's multiple years, right?
Yeah,
I don't
yeah,
know what
yeah.
the ages are.
Actually, I don't either. Like, そうなんだよ。yakudoshi ってまず男の人と女の人での yakudoshi が違うんだよね。
違うんだよね。
そう。で、for the women, somewhere in the late 30s or early 30s, I forgot. で、10代もあったりするんだよね。だけど男の人は40 early 40s みたいな感じで、男と女で違うじゃん。しかも、数え年って言って、年の数え方が違うんだよね。It's so confusing that at the temples and stuff, they have a chart for you to look at to see where you are and see when you have the 厄年。
Yeah.
Usually it runs for 3 years. 前厄、本厄、後厄っつって。前厄年 was terrible.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yeah, it was really, really 厄年。Everything you could think of happened
that year.
Yeah.
I think when I turned like, it was 32 or 33 or somewhere around that age, my mom mm-hmm. or my dad, I can't remember, it's probably my dad, was like, ah, 厄年だねとか言われたのね。
Oh,
and then when I turned 25, my mom was like, oh, 25は肌の
曲がり方。
So that's what she told me when I turned 25. And I'm like, great.
いや、本当ね、年を取るって、まあ、世界中の女性にとっては、まあね、結構厳しいところにあるのかもしれないけど、日本特になんかさ、ネガティブなんだよね、ちょっとね。
Yeah. And then it was like, oh, I'm not married at 30, so not to, I don't know, just, it was always like this emphasis on like, oh, you're getting so old and you're unmarriable and どのこの。
いや、わかるよ。なんかさ、お肌の曲がり角でしょ、mm-hmm. それで、売れ残り、
mm-hmm.
When you're 30 or over、
yep.
and you're not married, you're
売
れ残っちゃったとか言って。That's so terrible! That's such a terrible way to say things.
And, it's so negative.
I know! And my dad was saying something like that to me. And 一時ね、日本で負け組、勝ち組っていう言葉が流行って、in business when you're successful, or financially when you're successful, and you're married, you have a family, みたいな人のことを勝ち組って言って、
はい、
それがないの負け組って言って。
Oh.
それもすごいひどいなって思ってて、my dad would joke and say 負け組。
So here's my question is like, what do you or the people around you do for birthdays? So I feel like with children, it's probably pretty similar where you have mm-hmm. children's birthdays and you invite other kids and family members. But what happens when you're after the age of, let's say, 25 mm-hmm. and you're adults? Like, how do you celebrate birthdays? Do you celebrate birthdays? Do you send cards, get gifts, have cake? Like, what are the things you do and don't do?
そうだね。まあ、基本的にさっきも言ったようにアメリカの真似なところはあるから、そっから影響を受けてるんで、ケーキはやるよね。で、ケーキに、 こうろうそく立てるし、プレゼントもやっぱりやるし、はい、カードは多分アメリカほどではないんだけど、まあ用意する人は用意するかな。で、I think basically a friend or a family member will plan a party for you.
Okay.
Or buy the cake or buy the present, prepare all of it. And the birthday girl or the boy won't do anything. They'll just be waiting or show up at the party or whatever. But こう大体周りの人がそういうのを考えて準備したりしてくれるかなっていう感じだね。But I think the basic, like what you do and what you prepare is very similar to the American birthday parties, I think.
Mm-hmm. So do you have a birthday party every year?
I myself はやる年とやらない年があるかな。My family does it almost every year for me. Jan and I do 二人だけのお祝いもするし、で、友達とか含めて大きくやるときは最近はあまりやんないかな。そんな感じ。How about you?
I would say it's probably about the same. Where we tend to have birthday parties.You know, when it's a bigger birthday, so like I was saying, like the 40th birthday, the 50th birthday, like those types of milestone birthdays, there might be a bigger party. But we in our household tend to have just small like dinner gatherings. You know, sometimes it might just be family or, you know, maybe just a few friends or sometimes just, you know, John and I will have a birthday dinner.Kind of thing. So, but because John has kids, we usually have a dinner that, you know, gives them a chance to celebrate their dad's birthday together, you know. So we always have that.
はいはいはい。なるほどね。やっぱそうだよね。大人になってくると大きいところを中心に、あとはまあ毎年毎年ものすごいっていうことではないんだね。じゃあそっちでもね。
Yeah.
日本だとね、さっきの話に戻っちゃうんだけど、その還暦とかがあって、60はビッグバースデーなんだけど、あとはね、77とかね、
はい、
まあ70も大きいけど、77、88とか、そういうゾロ目って言うんだけど、7と7、8と8みたいなのを日本ってなんか好むんだよね。だから、そういう時もすごい大きいバースデーパーティーをして、あとはそんなにやんないのかな。
Well, okay, so here's a question. Because my dad worked for a Japanese company, and he always had his birthday off.
Oh.
Is that a normal thing in a Japanese company?
Well...I wouldn't say it's normal. 結構ね、今日誕生日なんですとか言って普通に働いてる人は結構いるから、いるのは見てるんで。But some people do take their birthdays off, I think. I used to do that as well.
But this isn't my dad took his birthday off. Like, the company...
Oh, gave him?
Yeah, it's like, they didn't work on their birthdays.
Oh, okay. Ah, それはないね。
Yeah, because I do think that here, too, a lot of people will take their birthday off if they're going to, you know, do something special or whatever it is. But I don't think that was the setup. I think it was like they had their birthdays off.
それはすごいよ。それは聞いたことない。
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I haven't heard about it either from any Japanese company or American company except for my dad's company. So
that's pretty special then.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting.
すごいね。あ、でもやっぱり自分の誕生日はオフにする人は結構いるんだね。じゃあね、そっちでもね。
I think so. I think there are folks that do take their birthdays off. And you know, a lot of times it'll be like,Maybe the birthday weekend, if they're going to do a weekend getaway type situation.
そっちではさ、birthday party ってどんな感じ? I don't know if they were exactly Americans, but I've heard that in some countries or some people throw their own birthday parties. Is that something that happens in the States?
Oh, yeah, I think so. For sure. Okay. Where, if you're like single, I guess, is the question. If you're single, then usually a friend will be like, let's go out for dinner or something to do your birthday kind of a situation. But I have friends who definitely throw a party, you know, for themselves for their birthday. Like this summer, one of my girlfriends, she has a summer birthday. And so she rented one of those shelters out at the beach where you can like barbecue. And so she had a bunch of people come by and we just hung out and had food. And
いいね。あ、そういうのもいいね。
But this gal, she's turning 50 next year and we're all going to Bali to do a big Bali trip. So there are folks who definitely,make a much bigger deal with their like their birthdays are really important and you know I definitely have friends who are in the camp of we have to do big things for birthdays and then there's a bunch of people who are like I don't do anything for my birthday so
そういう人もいるんだね。
You definitely get kind of the spectrum
なるほどあじゃあいろいろなんだね ね、mm-hmm. 幅はあるんだ Here やらない人は確かにいて It's not 例えばあのヤンとかは自分のお家自分の家族ではあんまりそういうのやってこなかったらしいんだよね、birthday party とか。
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
だから、he doesn't know his parents' birthday. He forgets.
Yep.
He doesn't have that custom to celebrate birthdays だけど、大人になってからやっぱりおじさんとおばさんとかと会ったりすることが多くなったんで、なんかやろうって言うんだけど、じゃあ自分の誕生日の時に自分でケーキ買ってきてみたいなことあったりして、mm-hmm. It's considered a little sad here. when you have to do that because こっちだと誰かが必ずそれを用意したりするとか言うから、mm-hmm. 自分で用意しなきゃいけないとか自分で企画したりするとかそういうのはちょっと悲しいみたいな印象があるような気がするからそのね自分でプランしてバリに行くとかそういうのすっごいなって思うね That'd be amazing
I remember one year I was my parents were here still in Washington state and、mm-hmm. it was my birthday and they're like oh let's have a birthday dinner at the house and so I was like okay you know I can drive up there and、mm-hmm. you know they live like 30 minutes away but they really wanted to have like the 日本のケーキが食べたいっていうんで they wanted to get the strawberry shortcake
okay、oh.
but they only sell that you know in the city so they're like oh can you pick up your own birthday cake and bring it with you
あったんだ
and I was likeOkay, but it was very, like I felt really goofy and silly buying my own birthday cake for me.
それってさ、だ、あの、Happy birthday 誰誰みたいの書いたりすんの?ケーキには。
Okay, so I was too embarrassed to have them write anything on the cake, so I just bought the cake and left. Because I didn't want it to be like, oh, can you say Happy birthday, Chieko?
やっぱりそうだよね。
So, you know, I, that could be my Japanese-ness coming out, probably. But...
そうだよ。ちーちゃん、不思議なところで Japanese-ness が出てくるからさ。受けるね。
Yeah, but I don't know that anybody would order their own cake, and I don't know anybody who would do that. I feel like, one, it's because we're a little bit older now, it's become less important, and it's more of an intimate affair, unless it's a big thing, and there's a big party and stuff, so.
まあ、確かに大人になってからそんなにね、やらなくなってきたっていうのもあるし、マイルストーンだけになってきたし、
yeah.
それで、そもそもそんなに大きくはやんないからね、多分アメリカほど。その大きくやる人がいるって言ってたけど、そこまで派手にやる人ってあんまりいないよね、こっちだとね。
Well, I think that, like, if we were physically located closer together, we could have had a Lost in Japanglish birthday party.
I know! I know that's what I thought, too! I was thinking, how can we have a birthday party for Lost in Japan? だったからね。
I know, a virtual birthday party of some kind. Yeah, but it is, I think, a big deal that we've made it a year. And I think, you know, I'm really looking forward to this upcoming year as we, we definitely have plans to continue with the weekly podcast,
yes.
but focusing more on just our cultural observations of day-to-day life and philosophies. And we'll be diving more deeply into those.
そうだね。本当にこれからも続けて毎週やっていきたいし、日々のね、毎日毎日の小さな気づきっていうのと文化を感観察した感じ、mm-hmm. それについてね、いろいろ話していきたいなと思います。
Yay!
Yay!
Well, we got a wrap for today.
そう、早いね、今日。
Yeah.
Okay.
We're definitely in celebration mode. But let us know what you want to hear about in the upcoming year. You can find us on Facebook and on Instagram.
そうですね。本当にやっこたちもね、オープンにいろんなことを話していきたいと思うので、皆さんからもね、リクエストがあればどんどん言っていただきたいなと思います。
Okay.We'll see you all next week.
はい、それではまた来週。
バイバイ。
Thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, please share it with your friends and subscribe. If you're on iTunes, we'd love your review. For more Lost in Japanglish, you can also find us on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for listening and see you next week.
今日のエピソードは楽しんでいただけましたでしょうか?ぜひお友達にもシェアをしてみてください。iTunes 利用者の方はレビューを書いていただけると嬉しいです。もちろん Facebook や Instagram でもいいねをして応援をお願いいたします。それではご視聴ありがとうございました。また来週お会いできることを楽しみにしています。